show. You're in the thoughts here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Gulger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing psychic readings for the listening audience. You were just listening to Going Within. It was created and played by Joe Dex, and more info on him could be found at my website, michaelgoga.com. Stop by, check it out. We have toll-free numbers for the callers. Toll-free in USA and Canada. I'll give those numbers out in a few. Let me get them out now. Get your pen and paper ready. They're all over the BBS Radio website and all over my site. Stop in there. We're on Station 1. We're coming through Station 1. And these are the toll-free numbers. USA toll-free. 1-877-876-5227. And toll-free in Canada. 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, you can dial direct. 1-530-876-3222. And I'd like to announce that I will be doing a debut Pal Talk chat room. We're going to be celebrating my retirement. I'm officially retired now from the work world. I was a New York State correction officer for 25 and a half years, and I'm done. I'm retired. And I will be putting my energy into Michael Gulger and what I'm doing on radio and in chat through my website. Got a lot of plans coming up, a lot of ideas that we're going to get moving. We've developed a newsletter. If you're listening and you're interested and you'd like to know more, join my Yahoo group, my MySpace, and my website, Nellenwood. And you'll receive the newsletter, and you'll stay on top of when I'm doing shows and where I'm doing them. We're thinking this weekend will be the debut of the Pal Talk chat. I'm not sure either Saturday or Sunday at what time we're going to be posting the info through the mailing list and the Yahoo group. So, and those readings in there will be free. I'll be in there reading. I'll do it as long as I can. Probably maybe 3-4 hours. Get everybody situated. Get to find a room. It's going to be listed in radio and TV under other. Titled You're in a Thought, and I'll be in there promoting my radio show. So, and myself and my website, I'm available. I am looking for work, so if you have any money-making ideas, email me. Michael_Gulger1@yahoo.com. I'm open to all and any offers, and if you'd like to advertise here on my website or at the radio show, let me know. I'm entertaining all offers right now. Strange feeling being retired. I'm enjoying it. I'll be spending a lot of time with my family and my grandsons and enjoying life and doing what I love, which is what I'm doing right now, radio and psychic readings. So stay tuned and check the mail. And if you're not on the list, please join. It's a good way of staying in touch with me. If there's a caller, I'll go to the caller. I don't know if I have a caller online.
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the beeping noise, so you were there, and I'm ready, and you're ready. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Sue, from New Brunswick.
Sue?
Yeah, your buddy Sue.
Oh, Sue.
Sue!
You're the first one, too.
Congratulations on your retirement, Mike.
Oh, thank you, Sue.
Good things are coming now.
I can feel that. I can feel that. It's going to take me a while. I feel like a fish out of water.
It's all very exciting.
It's a milestone, I can tell you that. It goes in mental, emotional, physical, all different areas, really.
It just makes room for everything else that's exciting.
Very true. I believe that wholeheartedly. When one door closes, another one opens. And we need to be observant and see these things happening and take advantage of them. So,
okay.
And that's what I'll be doing.
And I'm excited for you.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it, but I feel like I'm outside myself watching everything. But you know,
it was the right thing, because you know how you felt on the days you had to go to work.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't ever have to have that feeling again.
That's right.
It was time.
It was a very difficult career. It was. They're the true heroes, I'll tell you. The law enforcement and our prison guards and our firefighters and our soldiers, they're the heroes.
I know it.
They're the heroes. It was quite an experience working inside a prison for 25 years. Quite an experience. And I'll talk more about it as I progress in this and do more of it. You know, it'll probably be in a book that I'm writing. We're writing.
Mm-hmm.
Sue is editing. Will be the editor of the book that we're working on. So I'll be working on that too.
Oh, it's the most exciting thing I have going on in my life right now, Mike. That book.
Good.
I just cannot wait.
Good. And we got some of it done. So
yeah,
we
got awesome. It's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we're all set up, so I got that to work on. Between that, the grandchildren, and selling myself in this industry.
You won't be looking for things to do.
Nah, so far I've been so busy I can't keep my head on straight, but I'll get it. Like I said, it takes a matter of just getting adjusted to the new lifestyle, you know.
Yep, and that won't take long.
Yeah, so... But anyway, I'd like to celebrate it in chat and pal talk, so we'll let everybody know when we're going to do the room.
Okay.
And hopefully you can be there and Shay.
I'll be there.
Run. A few others, and we just keep right on telling people about us. BBS Radio, You're in the Thoughts, and Michael Goger. All right, so how about a reading?
Sure.
Would you just call just a chit-chat?
Well, you know, I always like to have a reading. Because they always come true, everything.
Well, thank you for that.
It's so true. You read me so well, Mike. It shocks me every
good.
Night.
Thank you, Sue. I appreciate that. I do get some complaints. I do. But
I think
every
that's
read
more
does.
That people are looking to hear you tell them something
right.
The way they want it, and that's just not the way it is. And you can't make things up.
Very true. Very true. That's why... I like to keep it kind of spiritual and private.
Yeah.
But when you go out into the public and you're on air or you're really commercialized, like on a line or something, it becomes almost like an on-demand fast food type of a thing.
Yeah.
And it's tricky. Any reader, I don't know about other readers, but I do know me myself. It started off being an aspect of a very special aspect of myself and my spirit, and with a goal that was in line with the Holy Spirit or the powers that be. And as you progress and develop, you see, you become more commercial. It's like Christmas, almost. You know, you become more commercialized, and it takes a toll, and it takes away from it. So you got to kind of experiment with it and create with it and try to keep it kind of and which leads us to your statement where people just want to hear what they want to hear or what they what they think they need to hear, but spirit is going to be given what I ask for, what you need
right.
to hear most, and something that can help you. So and some people have a hard time with that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't understand it. So anyway, Sue, you're surrounded with a big red heart, I'm telling you. I almost want to say that you fell in love and you get married. There's that much of a heart there. It's, I'm going right to a relationship. Did anything start with you?
Well, I have somebody there now that I'm dating.
Okay, because the last time I spoke with you, I don't think there was anybody there, or there might have been in the background.
He's around. He's there. It's not really going anywhere, you know?
Okay. Hang in there, because they are... I keep seeing two spirit hands, and they're bringing two hearts together. And,
really? Awesome.
Yeah. So it's, and this is telling me that there's a relationship developing.
Good.
And there are things to it that can be celebrated and enjoyed and look forward to and work with, because they're not letting go of the heart. They just keep pushing them slowly together. And,
so it could be this one, or it could be someone new coming, or?
Interesting question. I want to say... I almost want to say, you know, I think it's going to be with the one that you are with now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a but.
There's a but.
Another one could come along.
Okay.
And confuse things. As long as you keep it, as long as you don't fall too hard or too fast with this one, I think that you're going to be here, there may be another one on the scene. So kind of keep that in mind.
Okay.
But I see the one that you're with improving and developing and expanding.
Okay.
And it's heading into a change. But I hear like he's going to change. Maybe he's dragging his feet, or there's a few things involved with him and his life.
Right.
That could be in the way, and I feel like that's going to change. I keep hearing tell there's a change coming, and they're pointing to the male. So he might be taking care of something that's been in the way, or and finalizing, enabling him to move forward. But I do hear there's a change needed, and there is one coming, and I believe he accomplishes it, and he's able to pull it off. So whatever this may be, I don't know if it's baggage or work.
Yeah, he's involved in a custody battle for his children.
Okay. So I was going to say I was feeling like it might have been an ex or an old girlfriend or something from a baggage from another relationship, probably getting in the way and all those things. So.
Right.
But I feel like he gets a grip on it and a handle on it. I feel like he goes into the new year pretty well. Stabilized with it. He's not too far into the new year where he gets a grip on that. And he's able to think more and put more of the energy into you and him. So for the time being, I would pursue this and stay with it. And just watch for changes that are going to help the relationship. Because there is going to be some. But then later on in the new year, you may kind of wander for some reason, but I don't want to go there because it's deep into the new year.
Okay.
And I think what's important now is what's happening between you and him.
Right.
Is what I'm hearing. And like I said, it is good. It gets better and it moves forward. And then as you get into the new year, there's some things that are going on. I don't know if almost like you change your mind. Or somebody else steps into the arena. But leave that on the back burner and don't even worry about it until you know where this is going with him.
Right.
Okay, because I'm hearing choices. You're going to be dealing with twos, and I believe it's going to be two guys. So, which is a good thing, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
better than having no guys.
That's right.
You know, and then I think it's in a situation where it's okay for now because neither one of these are... so invested that it would be a drama.
Right.
I feel like it happens naturally. I feel like this guy, you were together before, maybe, and ended it and went back, or it's been back and forth for a while?
We were together, and we ended it, and then, yeah, we're back together.
Okay, because that's what I'm hearing. There was a parting and then a reuniting. And but I feel like the energy between you is special.
Good.
And... could be created to the point where it's a meaningful relationship. So,
okay.
And then worry about the rest of it later. If somebody else comes along, it's for a reason, you know.
Right.
And it'll be to your choosing. I feel like you have the option to choose. You know, it's not being forced on you. So, one of these guys, either the one that's there now or the one that comes later on in your life, if it goes that way, may have a problem with you working, or you might have to juggle schedules. So there's a little bit of an issue there.
Okay.
With schedules and his job, your job, or he's old-fashioned, doesn't really like you working. There's some issues with the... Well, when the relationship gets established, it's then all these little things pop up. And
okay.
You might be dealing with that, too. As it stabilizes, there's issues that pop up. Things that you didn't notice before, but now that things are going the way it's supposed to go, you can start noticing other things, you know. So,
So is this somebody I know now or someone...
I got a feeling it's the guy you know now.
Okay.
I don't know if it's family problems that pop up later on as you guys seem to stabilize.
Right.
Or, that's my grandson singing in the background. But it's the guy you know now, and I don't know if it's, as you expand and become more stable, other things pop up, like his family, your job, his job, so you're going to be working on them.
Okay.
At the same time, maybe somebody else is even coming into the scene, so just keep that in mind. But for now, you're surrounded with love, and there are things developing here, so... So you go into the new year, end of January, with relationship activity, and a lot of it. Let's see here. And then the change, too. I feel like your health is changing for the better. I'm feeling strong with that. And I'm also feeling that when this happens... things change again, which would be you going back to work and,
exactly, yeah,
and this type of a thing. So that's what you're dealing with now. You're headed for that.
Mm-hmm.
and that's what's happening. Your health is stabilizing and improving, and the energy in the universe is just getting ready to get you back on the road.
Awesome.
Yeah, active, get back on the road. Health looks strong. I'm not worried about health.
Great.
A female ally of some kind becoming special in your life. Is this a neighbor? The guy you know now, is there a mother or a sister that you communicate with?
No, I've met them, but we don't.
Or a go-between, or a special friend, a special female friend making a difference for you in your life.
Okay.
Helping you. I feel like, you know what? I feel like it was, it might have been a doctor or a nurse, too, being very helpful.
Okay.
Standing out, almost like an angel was sent to you in the form of a professional. So I don't know if you met her already or she becomes more active again in January. So there's a professional female that's going to make a difference. Maybe you getting back into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Or understanding what's going on with you and what you need to do.
Okay.
So she's going to come forward in January and be very helpful with you. And go slow with the... In a way, it's good that you got a couple more months because I feel like I want to go slow going back into the world, too.
Okay.
Because of my head, my emotions. I want to make sure I'm ready there in my head, my emotions, my nervous energy.
Right. You know?
Because I feel like I'm nervous or worried or could become overwhelmed because, I go from a real quiet place to a real noisy place.
Mm-hmm.
Without any kind of a warning or adjustment, and I feel like it affects me. So
okay.
You're going to see that develop as you get ready to go back into the world. That's about it, Sue. They just keep pointing to relationship, yeah. You know, you got the universe working overtime on your love life.
Awesome.
You do. They're putting all the energy into that. That's what they wanted to get out, was that this is developing now. And I believe in January you're in a what would be considered a relationship. And it's a lot better than it is now.
Good.
So, and I think that's what was on your mind quite a bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, is it, if your friend moving, the man that we've been discussing, the one that's there now, is he moving or something going on with him?
No plans for that at the moment.
Okay, or is he going somewhere or changing? Or is it you? You're not moving, right?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, because I know you're pretty much settled in and...
I am.
And like it where you are. Hmm, interesting. I wonder if it's the man friend that we were talking about.
Oh, but yeah. I don't know if he's moving or not.
He's got some things going on also.
Yeah, you said that we were going to connect again. And it's you know, everything's working towards that because one of my best friends has just moved in next door to him.
Oh.
There's all these connections that keep happening that it's kind of hard to avoid.
So you got a friend that moved next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's what they're telling me. And I wonder. I think that's the friend. Does she know that you and him are?
She's a professional woman. Yes. She has a PhD. She's professional. She's a very good friend. She works with.
Oh, okay. And she knows you and him are interested in each other.
Well, he's still with someone else, but they break up and get back together and break up and get back together.
Okay. Interesting. And that's the one we were talking about, the one that's there now and you see him once in a while?
No, he's not the one that's there right now. He's the one that I...
Oh, so, okay.
He was one from the past.
From the past.
But then there's all these... Lately, there's just been all these connections, you know, back eventually. And you had said that our paths were going to cross and connect again.
Yeah. I, you know something? I think he's the one. He's the one. And I think that female, that friend, is the one that's going to kind of help it along. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
But he's still with someone else at the moment.
I think that's going to change. I believe that's going to change. You're going to hear about that changing.
Okay.
I don't know how much information you have on him, but I got a feeling that's changing.
I know that it's not going very well.
I agree, and I feel like there's already plans to change things. And it could be him moving or her, you know what I mean? There's moving involved there.
Yes. She would be moving out.
Yeah,
and she has already and then moved back. So.
Yeah, I believe that's going to happen again. And I got a feeling that professional female, she's the one that's going to be like a go-between or an ally or a spy or an information gatherer. So keep your eye on her. I got a feeling this is the guy we were talking about here. And they're the ones that were showing me that possibly this is developing now.
Okay.
And it's going to be connected to the changes in his life. In other words, when...
And you did tell me that. You told me that before. You said that they were going to get back together.
Yeah.
They were broke up and that, you know, there was all these family and organizations and everybody trying to keep them together, but you didn't think it was going to work, so...
Yeah, I got a feeling that's going to change with him because of what's going on in his life, you know, one of his circumstances.
Okay.
And it's going to change to the point where he can move forward with you. I believe that's what we got developing.
Right.
So,
okay.
I believe that's what the situation is. So.
It's complicated because they have a baby.
I know. I'm feeling that. But I believe he needs a change, and it's going to happen. It was just a matter of time is what I'm hearing.
Oh, okay.
So I got a feeling he'll be able to move forward.
But this is a ways away, you say?
Now that I have more focused on him, you may be hearing about this in the new year before you get out of January. So I feel like it's going to be fast with him when they decide to end it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I think I'm pretty sure it's going to be fast. Probably before you get out of January, you're going to hear about it. And probably through that lady friend.
Oh, great.
So you do have information coming to you and an ally. So anyway, it's not like you're wishing bad harm on anyone.
Goodness, no.
It's just what I'm hearing around the situation. And that's the way it is, you know. So, anyway, I'll leave you with that.
Thank you, Mike.
I got a feeling I went right where you wanted me to go.
You certainly always do.
I feel that. I feel like you needed to hear it or wanted to hear it or was just wondering what was developing. Because I feel like you can feel it developing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and you wanted to be confirmed on it. All right, Sue.
All right.
I appreciate you calling.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. How you feeling? Okay.
I'm feeling good. I had my last treatment yesterday, as you know. So they pump you full of steroids. The next day, you generally feel very good.
Okay.
And I'll be tired for a couple of weeks, and then it's over. It's over,
okay.
Mike.
Good. Good. Can we talk about it now?
Absolutely. Well, I was on your show and talked about it.
Yeah, we had a show based on what you were going through with
breast cancer.
And you went through all the chemo.
I did.
And the treatments, and it turned out well.
Very well.
You had your last treatment, and this is going to be a success story.
It is, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Very early. So have a mammogram.
Yeah,
self-examination, because catching it early is the key here.
Right, true. And that's the hardest thing to do, get people to go for testing. Because a lot of people don't want to know. They're afraid. I'm one of them.
I know. I understand that. I do.
You know, I have so many friends that they would have a lump or a sore, and, oh, it's all right. It'll go away.
Well, I went through that when I first found mine. I didn't go to the doctor right away because I didn't want to know.
Right.
But then you go.
Yeah, because it changes your life immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah, you sleep, your appetite, your sleep, your mood, everything is different.
That's true.
You know, you go to bed with it, you wake up with it. And I think that's what people don't want to experience, you know. But in some cases, you have to.
Well, yeah, it's doable. It's not like it used to be.
Yeah.
The drugs are different now. It used to be just one kind of chemo. Now there's hundreds of types.
Yeah.
And it's not as difficult as what it used to be. And people have that picture in their mind of a friend 10, 20 years ago that went through chemo, but it's not like that anymore.
True.
They're
becoming much more...
Well, they have really good drugs for the side effects and so on. So, yeah, you're tired, but you sleep. So.
Yeah. And then a lot of it's self-afflicted stress and worry, you know. You know, you can get to the point where you scare yourself to the point where you can't function.
Yeah.
And then seeing people that go through it and they're survivors and they're successful like you also encourages people to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I can tell you it's not that bad.
You know
you're tired.
Tired and scared.
Mm.
Yeah, and worried. Yeah. All right, so, well, I'm glad your last treatment's done and you're feeling good and you're getting ready to go back to work and get busy.
Yes, I should because, you know, I can hear the callers trying to get through who are cursing me, saying, "What? Get off the phone. I want to get through."
And I'm very creative, too. I'm dragging you on, dragging it out a little.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Because I feel so good talking to you and I'm so happy you're doing so well. And there is success out there in cancer and the treatment of it, and you're living proof.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike.
Okay. So
I'll talk to you later.
All righty. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Take care. Thank you for calling, Sue. All right, everybody. I know there's calls, so if there's a call, just say hi. Let me know you're there, and I'll let you know where your thoughts are taking you. It's all about your thoughts. You create your destiny by your words, actions, and thoughts. So keep that in mind. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Oh, you're one of your admirers, Michael.
Chris. I knew you would call, Chris.
And I knew you would. I'm so glad to hear Sue's story. I'm really glad to hear it. It's very encouraging.
It was nice, wasn't it?
Yes.
I want to do a follow-up show with Sue on breast cancer.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
I do. I think it's important that ladies and men, even men, get breast cancer.
That's what I'm hearing.
You know, so examine yourself, and if there's a doubt, go. No, drink a few beers and go. I think that's what I would have to do. Have a couple of beers and then go.
Hey, they should have happy hour there.
Loosen me up a little bit.
Yes.
But do go and examine yourself because Sue is right. Early detection is the most important thing. with the illness and cancer.
Completely.
Yep. All right, Chris, let's see what kind of message we have for you in spirit here.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
How's that? Unless you just wanted to talk.
About cooking with what you get, with what you channel in. I always agree with it because I know it's right on target.
Okay. Very authentic. Thank you, Chris.
The real deal.
Well, they're pulling me right to your business realm here.
Okay.
So it's all about work and up-and-coming projects here, and I'm feeling very, very worldly, very expansive with it. So something happened. Somebody's seen something or something is about to happen where you're going to get very active business-wise. Maybe even get offered something. I feel like it's going. They keep showing me a businesswoman, and she's running a business. So you're on the verge of something taking off and expanding for you. And it's with communication and writing skills. I know you're a writer, so I'm going to go right there. I feel like it's with your writing and your the projects that you got going on. It's being noticed now. Did you have any meetings recently? Or?
I did. I had one yesterday, and I'm still working on securing. I have one later today, and then securing some more appointments.
Good. And it's going to get. I can feel how active and busy it is, business wise. And I believe it's going to go right into the new year with this. It's going to continue. I'm getting every time I touch on this with you, it's. Multiple shoots. It's going off in different directions. So it might not be exactly what you're doing, but it's going to be like a side shoot or something connected to it or in that realm, and you're going to see it expand. And I'm cashing in, too. So this is heading into either money or finances coming to me because of it or an offer. So I got a feeling you're right on the verge of it, Chris. Doing what you like or what you really want to do and getting paid for it. So I feel like you're really on the verge of it. And there's a hint of moving, too, or relocating. I don't know if you decided yet or you're still thinking about it, but chance is going to be a relocation or some advice or something with this coming up within the next 30, by the end of January, beginning of February. I feel like I'm either talking about moving or relocating or somebody's given me advice or some assistance with it in a way. So keep that in mind too, because it is on the horizon. And then I'm traveling. So there's a rash of traveling and an expansion of traveling. I know you got some things coming up where you're going to be on the road, moving around, and they're confirming that. And I feel like I might even go out of state, I want to say. I keep hearing out of state, or is it an extensive drive or travel? So you definitely got, as you go into the end of the year and the beginning of the new year, you're going to be on the road and in places that aren't common to you. I just feel like I almost want to say overseas, but I'm going to go with out of state or over borders. I'm going over borders, and it's not my my territory. So your travel is going to be interesting, and soon, and more, and there's more manifesting. So you definitely got that on the horizon. And what I'm feeling is people appreciating what you did and really being interested, selling. Selling, I'm hearing, out of interest. The people that are hearing what you're doing and seeing what you're doing, they're very interested in it. And that's what catches their eye. There's a lot of praise and people admiring. I'm getting people slapping me on the back and telling me how much they like what I'm doing. And then it goes into money. So it's like a chain reaction. And then thoughts are on a kid too. You got a child here, and I know it's your granddaughter, I believe. You were going to be spending time with and bonding with.
Yeah.
what I'm hearing is it's just in the nick of time for some reason.
Okay.
I almost want to say your granddaughter kind of like created you coming to her.
Yeah.
She needs to see you, be with you, and experience you. And I feel like she created it. It's a strange spiritual feeling here I'm getting with this. Yeah. Almost like she wanted it so much she made it happen. And and that's where it's going to be. It's going to be all about that, the heart, the family, and relatives. So you got all of this coming up within the next 30. And it's significant with you. I see it with other families, and it's common and a lot around this time of year. But with you, there's healings here.
Okay.
Spiritual healings. The granddaughter, the sons, there's bonds and healings being manifested here that are going to go on for years, probably the rest of your life.
You're making me cry.
For eternity. Well, what's happening now is... you're creating something that's going to go on for eons.
You're making me cry.
Many different lives, many different lives. Oh, my throat's clamping shut on me.
That is so beautiful. Thank you.
Very emotional. It's choking me up.
It's choking me up. That's what I've prayed for. Oh, bless you, Michael. Bless you.
God.
I mean, that's just an answer to so many prayers, and I truly believe that spiritual link with my grandbaby.
You made my throat close.
You're an angel.
Oh my God. It was so emotional, it took my breath away.
I believe it.
Yeah. And this is very special, Chris.
Thank you.
I feel like it's being handed to you from spirit, and they're saying, here it is. Now this is what you want, this is what you needed. And it's being given to you. And it's with the sons and the grandchildren, so you have that going down. And it's the beginning of many, many lives, I'm hearing. Many, many lives. Keep your eye open for one female that's going to stand out, Chris.
Okay.
One female is going to help you with what you want to get going.
Okay.
She's going to be a businesswoman. Oh, man.
It's a high energy.
You are very emotional for some reason. Making me want. Okay, let me just. Whatever you do, make sure you go for those trips.
Okay.
God, Chris. Were you crying today?
No, I just started crying when you were channeling in that energy on my grandbaby, the spiritual link with her, and that's when the emotions started opening up inside of me. I felt this very high energy as you were talking.
I was like overwhelmed with emotions. I almost started crying. I couldn't talk. Make sure you do go. Don't let nothing interfere with the granddaughter.
Okay.
And the sons. Make sure you do go to that. And with your business stuff, Chris, watch for one female. She's going to stand out, a businesswoman, a go-getter, and she's got big ideas. And I believe she's going to approach you probably within 30, but I feel like I'm right on top of it. I feel like it's going to be shortly after you do, like, a presentation.
Okay.
And she's going to be like a stepping stone for you. All right?
Okay.
And I'll leave you with that.
Oh, bless you, Michael. I'm sorry. But, you know, some of the times these energies come in and they're just so high level. And it just really, it really grabbed hold of our emotions.
I get this once in a while because I try to take on your energy pattern. I visualize that I'm within your energy system. up, and I was all of a sudden I just got overwhelmed with emotions. My throat, I couldn't open my throat up. I felt like I just wanted to cry it was a very emotional feeling that came from you and with your granddaughter. It's very important to her that she be with you and bond with you.
Okay.
Very important to her, so make sure you go.
Okay.
All right, Chris.
Oh, bless you, darling.
Bless you, Chris. Enjoy the holiday.
You too.
And thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right, Chris, take care. All right, everybody, if you want to know more about me, michaelgoger.com. I want to apologize for choking up there. I seen this happen from time to time. If I connect a certain way or if spirit comes through in a certain way, it can affect me. And you got to learn how to shake it off and go on. So, all right, the numbers are all over. If you want to call, is there a reader there now waiting? I don't know if we have a reader. One might have snuck in while I was fighting back the tears. Okay, if not, remember, everybody, join the Yahoo group, mailing list, and MySpace. And I'm going to be doing a lot of this in Pal Talk, and it will be free. So make sure you join and get on the mailing list so I can communicate with everybody and let you know when I'm doing it. And we're going to have a debut. Oh, man. We're going to have a debut of the first show, and it's going to be a retirement party for me. So pay attention to my postings. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody. I can't talk. I just, that last reading really affected me. Where was I? Oh, Thursday. Next Thursday is going to be Allison Bauman. She'll be on my show. It'll be a debut of Allison Bauman being a regular appearance once a month on my show. It'll be the last Thursday of every month. And I enjoy Allison. We had good energy together, and I'm looking forward to it. It'll be the last Thursday of every month. Allison will be here with me, and we'll be reading together. She's an awesome numerologist, probably one of the best I ever met. She also has a show here, Visible by Numbers, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Allison.
Allison?
Yes, it is.
Allison Bauman or another Allison?
Another Allison.
Another Allison, okay, because I wouldn't be surprised if... I was just talking about an Allison and you called. What part of the world are you calling from?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
That's right over the border from me. Okay, how'd you find us? Just surfing, or you ever hear me read before? Or?
I haven't. This is the first day today.
Oh, good. Yeah, you're the first call I think I ever had from Massachusetts. I can never say it right anyway. I get a kick out of it every time I say it. Everybody looks at me and says, what? But and then I say, over there, over the border. But welcome to the show, Allison. And I'll just jump into your reading. I hear and feel my imagery, and I just repeat what I'm hearing and feeling, okay? Mm-hmm. And you got a question, Allison? Were you hoping I would hit on something, or you just want me to spit it out for you?
I'm just wondering about, like, the next year, this coming year, to do with my career.
Your career. That's right where I was pulled, to work and to money in the business.
Yeah, I'm not working right now, so...
Okay. I got a feeling you will be, probably within 30 days. Now, I've been wrong before, but this is very strong with you here, and I'm hearing financial security is coming to you, and it's on the way. So I feel like it's going to be a permanent job, one that you're happy with, one that you're looking for or hoping to get. feel like I'm worried about money too. Like I really needed this, or I needed to go through. So try not to burn yourself out with the worry, because it is coming. You're going to do all right, and you will get a job. I keep hearing. Are you by the water, or?
I was thinking of moving to the water, but I'm not sure.
Okay. I keep feeling by the water. Mm. Is it?
Love the ocean.
The job you're looking for, is it by the water?
I'm really not. I'm thinking of starting to look in January, so
okay.
I haven't really looked yet.
So you haven't really been looking then?
No.
Okay. You will. Are you waiting for a decision on something? You have something in the courts, or?
I do. I was in a car accident this year, and.
And that's why you weren't working.
Mhm.
Mm-hmm. That had something to do with you not working?
Yes.
Okay. It's not completed yet, right? But it's on the verge of being completed.
I would say it's on the verge. I hope it's on the verge.
I feel like it's on the verge,
mm-hmm.
And you're almost getting ready to. The powers that be are going to finalize this or start moving on it. Because
yeah.
I'm hearing tell her there's good news coming from the legal aspects of her.
Oh, that's good.
And a victory, and negotiations are going to concede. I believe it's going to get real good, and then get to the point where it's back and forth, and. Then you're going to settle on something. So, but it's going to get hot and heavy, and then back and forth, and then you're going to settle. And it's going to be good for you. And I'm hearing good news. Good news. Agreements being reached and good news with this. And I feel like, I don't know how long it's been, but by the end of January, activity with this between now and the end of January.
Okay.
So keep that in mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like... You said you wanted to move. You were thinking about moving?
Well, this past year I have been thinking about it.
Okay. I feel like you're going to manifest a move, and it may be career-oriented.
Mm.
So I got a feeling if and when you do move, it's going to be because of like maybe a job promise in another area.
Hmm. Okay.
Or you know you can get a job there, or you promised a job, or you even already got a job and you're moving because of it. So, but this is in the future.
Right. I have a big concern about sort of following my path and using the talents, the God-given talents I have, you know, while I'm alive. Like, I've just been doing office work, and I don't know if you can pick up on that at all.
Okay. On what field you're going to be going into, or...
Right.
Or where the job may be.
Mm-hmm.
You have a very strong streak for business in you. Now, I feel like I'm good in that arena,
mm-hmm.
but for some reason, I don't know if this sounds crazy or not, but I want to say design and the arts. Do you draw or write?
Yes,
or do?
I do.
Okay, do you do anything with clothing or design? Or I feel like I eventually wind up designing stuff, and they're showing me clothes, but other things too. So I don't know if this makes sense to you or not. But
I mean, it does. I mean, in high school, that's sort of what I wanted to do, but I didn't end up doing it.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense to me.
Interesting. I, you know, I got a feeling somewhere in your future, you're going to wind up doing design.
Okay.
And it's going to be vast. It's going to be multiple. It's not just like clothing. It could be website. Or advertising for business. I just... very difficult to put in words.
Mm.
You're going to find yourself studying design and graphics, and it may involve entertainment or the advertising or the promotion of business.
Mm.
Something from within. Doing their commercials or their advertisements and this type of a thing. And I got a feeling you're going to see yourself going into design for happiness and your path in life.
Right.
I feel like it's in your soul. You got talent there, and then you kind of would like to do it. At one time you did.
Right.
I think you're going to see it come back.
Great.
And as far as supporting and paying the rent and buying bread, I believe it's going to be another, probably like a secretary or office job. Because you do have talent there, too. Whether you want to do it or not, you can do it and you can earn money with it. And I think the next job is going to put you in that direction. But then after that, you're going to explore other avenues of yourself. Okay? Let me see.
I've also been working with my angels a lot. I don't know if you're picking up anything to do with that.
You were working with what?
My angels.
Your angels?
Yeah. I've kind of been starting to see them a little bit.
Yep.
And,
You know, that is connected to your autistic side of you, you know. Because I feel like, in spirit, you were involved in the arts. And you were a creator. And I believe one of the reasons that you're making headway with your angels and your spiritual work is because they're going to put you back in the direction that you always wanted to go or where your soul was meant to go.
Right.
So I think through your angel work and your spiritual work, you're going to see yourself become more autistic and more creative. And then it's slowly going to lead you into the field where you belong. I think that's a part of it,
mm-hmm.
why you were led there and why you're making some headway, because they're connected to your career and putting you where you need to be and to be happy. So you're going to see yourself going in that direction. But I think the biggest thing right now is getting through your accident and the aftermath of it.
Mm-hmm.
And until that is settled, until the dust settles, you're going to basically stay the way you are, basically up in the air, not sure where you're going. So it's like that thing is a barrier, and it's got to be settled, and dust has to settle before you can really start moving forward and doing what you want to do and what makes you happy. So don't get bummed out if it's just another office job just to pay the rent, because it's not going to be there long.
Okay.
You're not going to be doing it forever. You're going to be doing things that make you happy, and it is connected to design. And it can go, and it's showing me very vast with this. It can go in any area, entertainment, clothing, web mastering. You have talent for taking something out of nowhere and putting it down and creating with it. So I believe that's where you're going to find yourself.
Wow, great.
Anyway, we're running out of time. I'll leave you with that.
Okay, thank you very much.
And I hope I helped you.
You did, yeah.
And thank you for calling and telling your friends about us.
Thank you.
All right, and I apologize for my throat, and sometimes I get a little wacky, but...
All right, happy holidays.
You too. Enjoy your... Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Okay, everybody, I got to say goodbye. It's getting late. I'm out of time, and I will see you Sunday, and I promise you I'll do more reading Sunday. I'll talk less. Take care, everybody. God bless. Enjoy your holidays, and I'll see you Sunday. Thank you.